What it is, what it is.
What's up?
The always famous Nick Grant and the equally famous Jay Hemp. And yep. This is Social Media Geniuses.
Huh?
All right, so my first topic of today is YouTube. And niggas that comment. And also give the person a view because you commented on it. Like,
my thing with that, man.
Stupid idiot.
Just like, I don't even listen to Justin Bieber. But people that go on Justin Bieber video and be like, man, we'll just get Tupac back. We'll send you Justin Bieber. Why is you on his video? If you don't like that artist's music, don't go to the video. Because, trust me, if you don't go to that video, and then they don't get as many views as they get, the record company gonna fire them. And that way, you don't have to listen to them no more. You gotta think about that.
Like, first, you give this man views, so you give this man the popularity that he wants. First of all, off the hand that people listen to his music just because they want to. Idiot. So, like, first of all, if I'm on YouTube, I'm gonna look at somebody I wanna watch. Why look at somebody I don't wanna watch? I feel like that defeats the purpose.
That's the point of going on YouTube.
Defeats the purpose. The point of going on YouTube is means watch something I wanna watch. Some informational videos like how to make bombs or nigga, what's coming out new in the latest technology or even just comedy stuff.
Yeah. I don't get it, man.
Like, why watch something that I don't want to watch? Get this man the popularity he want. Comment on his shit so other people can look at his video like, okay, why he don't like it? Let me watch it right quick. That gives more views, so that gives him more popularity. Dumbass. And that's any person that does that. And if you feel some type of way, I don't got a YouTube, so you can't come with my shit.
I do. Because I'm finna, and our, we gonna start uploading our podcast on there too.
But, well, then when I get a YouTube, then she.
But, get out about to say. But yeah, don't comment on somebody's video if you don't like them. That's basically what we're saying. Like, for you to go on YouTube and find a person that you don't like just to comment, it's just pointless.
You wasting your time, you wasting fuck, you just wasting your time.
You just wasting your time because they still gonna make money. Because just because of you making them popular for hating them, they gonna make money. Me personally, I ain't got no, like I think the first person I brought up was Justin Bieber. I ain't got no problem with Justin Bieber.
I don't care about Justin Bieber.
You know, I don't like his music or nothing, but
I ain't gonna listen to that shit.
Yeah, but as a person, but as a person that making money, oh yeah, I respect
him. I respect him. I respect you that. But as far as me telling him I don't like the person, shit, that's still gonna make me go, oh, they gonna listen to his music.
Okay.
Ask them, I'm still giving him views because I'm talking about him.
Exactly.
I'm making him relevant when he's really irrelevant.
But I'm gonna cut that off. Gonna miss.
But anyway, oh yeah. You stupid bitch, how you fuck that shit up?
Okay, now.
I ain't no way in the world. I'm pregnant that bitch before I leave her. She gonna be stuck with my ass. I'm going. Anyways, like, speaking of Selena Gomez, and bring me to my next, you know, topic. Say, hell, what would be your perfect woman? You just can't name a celebrity. You got really a beard.
You got a beard.
From personality and all.
Bro, I really don't know. It just depends on. See, me, I can't really. Like, I used to have a type. But now, it's like their personality. If they cool, they funny, they know how to, they don't take everything serious, and we can joke around about stuff, that's about it. And they can't be no transvestite, because I need a real woman. That's about it. I don't care about how long your hair is. I don't care about. Well, you can't be cockeyed. Okay, let me build it in.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah.
But yeah, you can't be cockeyed. You know what I've been liking lately though? Them girls in green eyes.
Like my girl got green eyes. For her sake.
No.
My baby got green eyes, bitch.
No. Well, his girl got green eyes. But I don't care about that either. I like it, but I don't care about it. The thing that gonna make me talk to him, is personality. Like I said, they cool, they funny. We can joke about stuff, and you know, they have a good time. That's it. That's it. People be like, but then, you know, people that do know me, they be like, back in high school, you ain't talk to the black girl. That's a lie. I'm going to tell you how it's a lie. I talk to black girl. They just ain't go to that school. Feel what I'm saying?
Talk to the nigga that lost virginity by the trash can. Dumpster.
Who?
You.
Anyway, like I said,
so it's true. I was a liar.
Nah, but like I said, it was out there with old boys. Anyway, That's the difference.
Oh yeah, Trailer Park Trash.
No, it wasn't Trailer Park. Okay. When they moved.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, no more.
Anyway, that ain't where I was, bro. I don't know either. Oof. But yeah, basically the personality we're getting. That's basically what I was.
F that, my nigga. I'm shallow F.
Fuck.
Like, okay, my girl got to have beautiful eyes. First of all, I got to be able to look in my eyes and melt.
No, I said can't be cock-eyed.
She got to have an accent. She got to speak another language.
See, I don't care about that.
I said, my dream woman, this is my dream woman. Like, nigga, has someone. You have standards to that stuff. Like, okay.
I'm talking about the big booty thing.
And she was like, it's like, if it's any other regular bit, like, of course, I'm not gonna care about her stuff. I don't know her personality, but I'm building my dream woman.
Okay.
So this is my dream. I know she's not gonna be real. So let me just have this.
J-Lo.
Yes, she gotta have fat ass like J-Lo. Yes. Thank you. And yeah, she gotta have at least C to double D cup titties. Yeah, perfect. With the flat stomach. She gotta have a flat stomach. And she gotta have the long hair. That's hers, my nigga. The waviness, like how them Colombians and like.
Dominican. You want a foreign chick.
Yes, basically. You want to build her with that body. Yeah, and she has a smile. Like, she has a smile that can turn night to day. Type smile, my nigga. That can stop the rain if she just smile one time.
See this right, you know, here should let y'all know this nigga write poetry. They say something like that while describing the build a woman.
Yes, I do write poetry.
He write poetry. I don't write poetry.
You're a rapper though, so you do.
I write
poetry.
Music.
Boom.
Oh, anyway, and I write screenplays. Yeah, shout out.
I don't care about it. Anyway, last time. So, like, she got to have dimples. If she only had dimples, she ain't my dream woman. Because my dream woman had to have dimples. Dimples melt my damn heart and soul. Like, if a beautiful light-skinned woman has dimples, yes, I said light-skinned. I don't do women that's darker than me. I'm sorry.
But, like, your dream girl, let's say you see her. But she a porn star.
I'm still marrying that bitch. She's still my dream woman. Think about it. I don't care if another nigga hit her. She's still my dream woman.
It's niggas.
Another niggas. Think about it. She's my dream woman. She'll quit that shit for me.
How you know? She might tell you that she stopped.
And yo, if I find out that shit, she dead. She ain't no dream woman. She'll dream for real now. But anyway, like I was saying though, like a beautiful light skinned woman with dimples will get me every time. No doubt about it. And she got to be intelligence. I ain't say intelligent, I say intelligence. You feel me? She got to be able to match my intelligence. Like, when I have an intelligent conversation with somebody, I need the same amount of smart.
She need to have that analytic too.
Yes, she does. That's true. Dream woman. She got to have thighs.
I'm going to add that too.
Like, she can't just have a butt. She got to have thighs, my nigga. Like, seriously. Like, God.
See, that. I don't care about that.
Plus, the pussy got to be Awkwafina.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No smell.
I ain't talking about smell.
I know what you mean.
Waterfall, man.
No smell.
You
got the Bat symbol on your
screen? Yes, I am a high Batman fan, but really, he's a Flash, but I suppose Batman because it's a little dope.
They got that Batman vs. Superman movie coming up. Who you think gonna win?
Batman, of course. He know all the weaknesses. Kryptonite. Kill that nigga, bro. Shoot that nigga. Like,
oh, and the thing with somebody had something with Goku versus Superman. You already know who gonna win.
I got Goku and that's my name.
Heck yeah, nigga.
Ain't no way Superman being Goku. I don't care what you say.
The thing with that, all you really need is the kryptonite.
I don't care. Yeah.
You can just have kryptonite on that nigga and you just good.
I need your energy now.
I don't think you got time
to
do that.
Jeez. I don't go have time.
Gotta text me this.
Girl just text me, said she wanna sex me. Hello,
what's my face?
Oh.
Sports.
Oh, yeah. Oh. It is playoff time.
Playoffs.
In the NBA.
Who you got?
Come on now. My high fantasized, no homo affection for Derrick Rose. Chicago Bulls.
You just said. People that say homo, gay.
I said people that say no homo a lot are really homo. I did my first time saying no homo today, besides the podcast. I'm some real shit, nigga. But I got Chicago Bulls going all the way to the finals, but nah. Losing to the Warriors.
Nah.
I do. I'm sorry.
This is what I got.
I mean, I'm a fan. I'm supposed to say that. Like, I'm not finna say something like, really. I'm gonna say my fan version first, but I do have the Cavaliers beating the Bulls and losing to the Warriors in the finals by six games.
That's what I was gonna say. Hold on. Who? You said the Cavaliers lose to the Warriors?
Warriors in six games. Yeah, I ain't even going to say it's going to the seven-game series. They got to beat 4-2.
I'm a Miami Heat fan, but they ain't even make playoff. Because people ain't put up the work like they're supposed to. My nigga Wade had to do everything. Him and Whiteside.
Bosh got hurt. So
yeah, if Bosh would have been
scraped. He got sick. I ain't going to say he got hurt.
Yeah. If Bosh would have been scraped. But Wade and Whiteside had to do most of the work. You know Chalmers ain't clutching to the playoff.
Yeah, or they ain't in a bit now.
But I want to go with Atlanta. I want to. But they just ain't. They don't do good in the playoff. But I do got the Warriors winning it all. Hopefully.
Speaking of the NBA, like my nigga just scored like at least, I don't know what it was. I think it was like 23, 27 points with 76. Like some old vintage roles, like MVP 2010 type stuff.
To the hole
my nigga was doing work. Like I'm seriously proud of my nigga for coming back from four or five injuries and still doing his thing.
That's his first playoffs in 2010.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
was it 2010?
2012. No. They came back. He made MVP.
I think 2010. 2012.
Hurt 2011. Came back 2012. Hurt 2012. 13, 14, 15.
Yeah.
5 years. 2012. Like, he been in the playoffs, but he always hurt.
Well, he did good for his little first time back in the playoffs.
You know what I'm saying? So we just talking about it.
What else?
Like, okay, and you gotta remember, it's draft day coming up. Draft is coming up in 11 days. 10 days now. No, it's 10.
Who you think going for Winston?
I have Winston going first. Pro style offense in college, pro style offense in the Buccaneers.
Yeah, but.
You can't ever go wrong.
But his lawyer told them he don't think he'll be a good professional player because of his off the field activities.
The man stated in his first press comments, the off the field issue doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you know NFL look at all that. I feel like they shouldn't, but they look at all that. But see, what they fail to realize, this dude, no matter what he did off the field, he's came and he won.
That's like Johnny Manziel. The man went to rehab, and nobody loves that nigga anymore. He said he's going to earn that little bit, but I don't feel like he's going to do it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Sorry.
I think Mariota be good though.
Nope.
He probably be alright.
Nope. Sorry.
Why?
I don't see how athletic, fast, 4.3 running quarterback he is, but he still ran a spread offense all through college, and spread offense never. If you look at the stats, spread offense quarterbacks coming from out of college to the NFL never prosper. Almost never prosper.
Almost. I'm just gonna say
he is a great quarterback.
I'm just gonna say like people thought Tom Brady wasn't gonna be nothing.
Like, Aaron Rodgers wasn't gonna be nothing.
Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly. Like Tom Brady, he'll draft the 199th player overall.
I understand that.
And now he like the one of the best quarterbacks. That's why I say you can't really judge people just off how they did in college. Cause college and NFL like two different levels.
I'm still going Winston first.
Yeah.
Like, but my person that I'm really looking forward to seeing play is Amari Cooper from Alabama, wide receiver, dominant dual threat, mark running and deep receiver, like deep ball catcher. Seriously, the man is like almost unstoppable.
I'm gonna tell you why I'm going Winston first anyway. Cause he played for Florida State, and that's my team.
Yeah, that's
it. Yeah, I'm going Winston.
Can't go wrong with that. I'm just saying. Sorry, guys, gotta get up from scripts. Like, my legs hurt.
Yeah, you didn't send down.
But, like, on to the news with that.
You watch hockey?
Hell no.
Rangers, man.
Fuck that shit.
NASCAR?
No.
I can't even call nobody's name in NASCAR. Darren Earnhardt.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, that's all people can name.
Jeff Gordon.
Mm-mm. Try again.
I ain't with the dude that just won a championship. Can't remember his name. I only watch NASCAR once in a while. Mm-hmm. They have like 200 laps, so I be like, man. But see, when they have all them laps, what I do, I like to watch it, and so I can fall. Because with that sport, you can fall asleep, wake up, and they halfway be done, so you can finish watching it.
Sorry, I just not watching. Like watching like baseball, NASCAR, soccer stuff. I heard
baseball better when you like at the feel. When you at the game, it's better. I don't know. I never been.
I'm sorry.
That's just what I heard.
Okay. Off that. Soccer. Real, back to real nigga sport. Side note that even though they do get paid more for those sports,
soccer,
baseball.
Oh yeah, that right. Yeah,
they get real money. But anyways, back to real nigga sports. Nah, you heard that it's Kyrie and Kevin Love's first playoff appearance.
Yeah.
Shout out to them for doing great. Kyrie scoring 30. Love having a double double 19. I think like.
You know what? I ain't even get to catch that game. They going against what, the Celtics? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I ain't watch. I feel like they just gonna fly by them. But they say the Celtics hell, don't they, Lil? They in this game. They're keeping up with them for a minute.
Yeah, it was 113-1.
That's pretty good, though, for the Celtics.
Oh, they made the playoffs.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly.
Better than good. The guys are like. And Brad Stevens, we believe. Is that the saying that they give you?
Who that?
Brad Stevens, the coach.
Oh.
So, shout out to them. Shout out to the Wizards.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Raptors. Not even say to the Raptors because they're playing. But shout out to the general manager who got fined for saying he don't give a shit about Paul Pierce.
Dang.
Was it really? He was like, and while the NBA commissioner was at that game.
Well, he told the truth.
He a real nigga.
Okay, now.
Shout out to him. Well, you know, shout out to the Wizards, man. I really hope they do go far.
I don't think so.
I got to go into the second round. You know, beating
the Raptors. The people I think going to actually go far, well, I hope go far, Atlanta, Warriors, Cavaliers, and Rockets.
Speaking of Atlanta, I just don't have no belief in them.
Me.
Like, you understand, we're from Georgia. We've been through the hard campaign of
Atlanta.
NCAA football, Georgia.
Yeah.
Going all the way to make it to the SEC championship.
All the Georgia teams never.
Atlanta going 11-0 for a long time, then losing in the playoffs, then not making it anywhere.
The Braves.
To the Braves, never even hearing about them anywhere, you know, back in the old days, yeah, but now, like, nothing.
Like, they did good the last season, but they didn't win the. What you call it?
And to the Hawks, who, you know, basically just sucked for a long period of time. Now they're good, like they were back in 09, 010, but yeah. I still don't got no faith in them. We have no faith in Georgia teams, and that's why we're from Georgia. And my favorite teams are the Chicago Bulls, the Dallas Cowboys, Duke Blue Devils for basketball, and Florida State for football. That's all four different places, my nigga. You understand? That's how bad it is in Georgia.
Because as soon as they make it to the playoffs, they shut down.
Yeah, but
like, I don't really got no favorite college basketball team.
I do, and it's always going to be Duke, who won this year. Like, my nigga, understand that Coach K is the best coach ever. 1K, my nigga, Mr. 1K. You can't get better than that. Shout out to you. I really want to play for you one day, though. Soon. But that's it, very soon. Snapchat.
College football, Florida State Seminole. Basketball, Miami Heat. Football, Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas, nigga, say it correct.
Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas.
You say it either way. Dallas, Dallas. It is Dallas.
Oh, shout out to my birthday coming up or something.
Nigga, your birthday in what?
November. Well, we thinking on that rim just like our last podcast. But on some serious shit, back to like sports. I understand that Tim Tebow is going to the Eagles, but I don't see the point. I don't see the point of the Eagles getting rid of Nick Foles, getting Sam Bradford, getting rid of McCoy. I understand that you did get...
They got rid of Sam, bro? They got rid of Sam Bradford?
No, I'm saying they got rid of Nick Foles and got Sam Bradford.
Oh, okay.
You still got Mark Sanchez and a dude from USC. I forgot his name. I'm going to look right now. I can look at him right now. I'll do a Snapchat. But anyways, I'm going to be off that. Like, I don't understand the point of the moves that you're making.
Well, nobody understand until the season
like,
starts.
I need to understand why you're making these moves. For women who don't know sports, who will, you know, clear y'all in on this. This is football we're talking about. I don't understand why you're making these moves. First of all, like you say your way will work, but if you would trade up and got Mariota, like you should
have. They probably still get him.
What? What they got to offer?
Oh, yeah, they got, yeah.
They got rid of the person they should have offered. So, you got to trade all. I think what he's going to do, my thing, like, I think he's going to trade all four quarterbacks. I think, or at least two or three more, that, like, you know, make good sense and get Mariota.
Get Mariota.
Some kind of
way. Yeah.
But I don't think that's true. I'm not in his mind.
Like I said, I don't know. I understand his move to that season start. All I know is my team gonna make it to the playoff. We gotta start small for we gonna make it to the playoff. And once we get in the playoffs, I'm gonna say they gonna make the Super Bowl. Cowboy,
we are made to the playoffs, nigga.
They cheated us,
bro. On some real,
they cheated.
I ain't pinging on that because I was getting mad and talk over. We got cheated. We gonna make it back. We gonna watch the Super Bowl next year.
That was a catch.
I'm gonna be like all Georgia fans. See, I'm gonna tell you a thing about Georgia fans. Atlanta Falcons win 3 games. They're like, oh, whoa, we all through the Super Bowl.
Heck yeah.
Y'all kill me with that.
You gotta wait, man. Be patient.
Like the Hawks, we going to the finals. No.
Yeah, they did with the regular season. But they gotta understand regular season. People don't really.
Y'all give us so much false hope to yourselves. Y'all need to stop that.
Regular season, teams don't really. Well, the beginning of regular season, they don't really play that hard. Around the middle to the end, when it's time to make that playoff, that's when you actually see them pushing, like going hard. Not all teams.
Joseph fans.
Most teams.
Y'all put yourself in that situation every time. And they get mad when they lose. Bro, y'all put basically jinx some people.
Yeah.
In the beginning, oh, we're going to go to the final. They got, oh, we're going to the Super Bowl.
They got fined for, they say, having false noise in the stadium. Like, false audience noise or whatever in the stadium. Some junk like that.
I don't blame who goes there.
I don't know, man. It's crazy. What's next?
Oh, well, sports health.
Oh, these bootleg social media sites.
Let me get on that bullshit there, my man. Let me name these sites. And I don't care. You can sue me. I'm going to talk about y'all.
Tag.
You got Tag.
Christian Mingle.
FarmersOnly.com.
Black People Meet.
BlackPeopleMeet.com. Baidu. Match.
Plenty of Fish. Tinder. What else?
What's the... They got
email. MySpace, my way. That nothing.
I ain't added MySpace. MySpace was a legit site
back in the day.
Asians, it's an Asian site. Asian meat, stuff like that.
Oh, I guess when old boy ran it, it was a legit site.
Tom.
Yeah, when Tom ran Red it, it was a legit site. Whoever he sold it to, I don't know what they did to it, but they
make the data site. I'm keeping MySpace in my legitness.
Okay.
But those that we just named, y'all are some bullshit. Really. Like, only thing that y'all sell on there is sex.
Basically.
Like, transvestites on Tag.
Tinder.
On Tinder. What the fuck's a Tinder? Like, seriously. Black People Meet. Y'all so racist. FarmersOnly.com. I ain't gonna lie. Like, seriously, I really do want to get on that shit because I know some fine white women on that bitch, but it's the only reason. Y'all would be calling legit when y'all let me on that bitch.
And they the Duke win, white girl.
For real, the one with the boots. I'm the real kind of woman that you want to date. Wait, right, we gonna discuss that.
Y'all know we from the country.
Baidu.
But oh, I about forgot what that word for.
Moco again. Space.
Oh, I remember that.
Trey got me on that board.
Like, Trey, what this is?
What is this boy?
We gotta get that nigga on here one day.
One day we gonna. I'm gonna bring him out here. All my days off Wednesday, Thursday. Like, I'm gonna bring him out here.
But what else? Christian Mingle.
Like, why that's the only religion that we gotta have? Why I can be Jehovah Witness Mingle? Like, why I can be like religion?
Jehovah Witness, like Christian.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Why I can be like religionmingle.com?
Yeah, Buddhist, not religion Muslims, mingle.
My religion mingle.
That's a good site, bro. Need make.
I ain't gonna be one of them bootleg 7-6.
My religion
being
gonna have all kinds of people on
there. Match.com. I mean, I understand, like, y'all got commercials and all that stuff. Y'all still ain't legit. I still see the point of me getting on that site trying to find my one.
And then you gotta pay for it.
Thank you. And like,
no, it's just on Facebook and Twitter.
Side topic, speed dating. I do not see the point of that.
How can you meet somebody in 10? What is it, 10 minutes?
5-10 minutes? Yeah. I think it's 5 minutes. You'll get 10.
It'd probably be 5.
I'm gonna say 8. I'm just gonna put it in the middle.
Yeah, okay. Won't do it.
No.
How can you get to know somebody?
You meet a lot of weirdos out there like that.
I guess they say you can start a conversation and finish it later on, but...
Mm-mm. First of all, I can't tell if I like somebody in them 8 minutes. They say in the first 7 seconds, a woman will tell that they like you or not. I'm not that woman.
You're a dude.
There you go. I am a dude. I don't know. I have to really figure this out. I have to look at you like... Physically, yes, I might like you in them 7 seconds. Well, yeah. Personally, I want to.
Yeah. You might be like one of the people like, all right, I hear.
She ain't cute.
Yeah.
That's it. So, what I'm saying, like, speed dating, I would never do. That's just a side topic I want to put in there.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it either.
Shout out to people who do speed date.
If it worked for you, let me know. I still wouldn't do it. But let me know. I just want to know somebody that did it.
I really want to know. Watch Snapchat right quick.
I don't know who he's Snapchatting. He's been Snapchatting since he got here.
And your phone now. Vibrating. Like, you gonna talk to me like, okay. But anyways, back to these bootleg sites. All y'all like Ted, really. I need y'all to delete yourself. I really need y'all. I mean, I understand that people are on that stuff to find, like, booty calls and make money off of sex, like pay to play type stuff, which is very nasty, by the way. And the reason I would know this, yes, I was on Ted for a minute. I do not deny that.
You said Ted?
Mm-hmm.
I was on
Mocospace.
I was on Plenty of Fish for a minute too.
What? You was really? Mm-hmm. Really?
Cause let me tell you how it happened. Hold on. Gonna send that tick. Tell you how it happened. Little Marcus came over here. He was like, bro, you tried that app Plenty of Fish? I'm like, nigga, what? Time, man, cool, bro. I hope we trying to let you smash, bro. Okay, let me see what he talking about. So I downloaded the app on my phone, signed up for whatever, and the first person I saw was the little redhead girl from high school, bro.
Allison?
Mm-mm. She was an art player. I can't remember her name.
I don't know. Who are you talking about?
I can't remember. It'll come to him later, probably after
the class. What class, man? It's high school. We had many of your classes, bitch.
She was in my class.
There you go. So don't say our class.
I'm just saying our class as like...
Graduating?
Yeah. I just came in her.
I don't remember Allison as a redhead. Oh, she's
on. But she went in our class.
Yeah, true.
But, he'll come to me after. And that's the first person I saw. So I hit her up. And, let y'all know that didn't even last long. Like, I ain't even talked to her that long. After that, I kind of deleted the app. Because I'm like... Marcus, I ain't finna get on this job, man. This ain't fun to me. And me, I'd rather go out and, like, talk to people sometime. Or probably, like... I'm, like, one of the people that like to, like, have it random. Like, mm-hmm. Having random. Like, you might, like... How could it be? Like, if you just meet somebody and y'all just instantly click. That's mm-hmm. my type of thing. Not none that you have to sit here and DM people back and forth and... I don't know. Try to get them on the dating site.
Well, I ain't finna get no. I ain't. Like, none of my girlfriends ever have my over social media. Period. All my girlfriends in person. I feel like meeting a girl on social media is pointless.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna call it pointless, but I just call it ain't right.
No. People, like, it's different when it's somebody you know and y'all just catching up on social media.
Right.
That's different. But if it's somebody you don't know, it's then, pointless. Yeah.
That was bringing me to my
some people on
social media relationships never work out ever, period.
That's what I was gonna say. Some people I don't know, but some some people relationship work out.
Social media relationships never work out. I didn't say relationships never work out. Relationships that you start over social media never work out.
No, I gonna say relationship that you keep on social media don't work out.
That too.
Like, the ones that tell all their business and what happened and all that, that don't work out. Because the person that doing that, that's telling all their business, the other person going to feel like, why I'm talking to them? Because they going to tell all the business to, you know, social media.
Thank you. And, like, my nigga, if you gonna have a relationship, stay away from social media.
Yeah, nigga. Basically.
Don't get caught on social media. Screenshots happen nowadays. I need y'all to stop that.
I put that on one of my little tweets or whatever. I said, as soon as I get in a relationship, I delete everything. All my, the only thing I probably keep is Facebook.
I need y'all to understand this. This man has been talking about this for the last past 8 years. So
I know it. Nigga.
It's been a while. So we have lost 3. We have lost hope in him having a relationship ever.
Why?
So we're just gonna pass.
Why?
Anytime he says that, anytime he's gonna be like, I'm getting a relationship. We just bypass that, y'all. Bypass. He's not gonna happen.
Why you say that?
When was the last time he was in a relationship? And it's been more than 3 years, bitch. I don't know. It's been about 8 years, guys.
Because I don't trust people like that.
And don't worry, our next podcast. I'm going to talk about that. That's going to be the whole topic.
I mean, I know you should.
It's probably like 20 minutes, but we're going to talk about that. Just trust them all.
You should trust them.
And relationships.
That just me. It'd take a minute for me to like actually trust somebody. Like, example, I talked to the girl, right? And I'm about to cuff her, whatever.
He lying.
And we'll talk for probably like 8-9 months. Something happened. And I just had to let it go. I had to cut it off. That's my thing. I can talk to you forever before I even think about cuffing. I'm still smashed, but I'm gonna talk to you forever before I think about cuffing. That's just me. How long it take you?
Hmm?
How long it take you to cuff somebody?
Shit, a day. You give a fuck? I learned throughout my life, like, talking to people for a long period of time, that shit still don't work out.
It don't. That's
like,
my thing.
People say friends are the best relationships. Like, my nigga, understand, like, the reason that happened because you became friends first. And you never thought of your person that way. But you went through so much bullshit in your life. He's like, well, I'm going to date my friend. And it actually does work out because that person knows you. But yeah, if you automatically offhand think about this person be your friend first and then a relationship second, it won't work out because you're still going to want that person before he even becomes your friend, before he or she becomes your friend. That's why I say bullshit on friends are the best relationships, because it never starts out that way. You have to be friends with somebody for like 5 to 6, 7 years, date other niggas, not even worry about this nigga, what he doing in his life, go through the bullshit, come back, like, damn, man, we both have been through bullshit, we might as well be together, and it works out. One person hit me up on Twitter.
Give me that.
Bitch. Anyways, one person hit me up on Twitter or Facebook, Theodric Grant, TheodricGrantC. Grant, y'all know how to spell that shit. Twitter, Lucci Brassi, LUCCI_Brassi, BRACAC, BRASI. And let me know what relationship that y'all done had, that y'all was not friends first, but decided to try being friends first before relationships, and that shit worked out.
The reason I don't rush into it, because like you said, no matter how long you talk, don't just, you know, I don't rush to it because I know that. If I could talk to you for probably 8 months, 9 months, like I said, I did before, yeah, I'm cuffing. Because that's telling me that you willing to work on putting that work for a relationship. So, yeah, that's my point. And he back on Snapchat.
As usual. Snapchat. Hang it up. Anyways.
What were we talking about?
I don't even remember.
I don't know you in a relationship, I think.
Oh. My name. Please don't put your business out there. I don't want to know what y'all going through.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In y'all relationship. I don't care.
About your relationship.
I don't care if he rubbing your feet. I don't care what if he y'all arguing. I don't care if you mad. I don't care if you cheat on this nigga. I don't want to know none of this. The best relationships are
the private one.
Thank you.
That's why how you should keep.
I don't understand. Like, people don't. It's like, so it's so hard for people now to just keep that shit under wraps. You got your oldest, what he bought me.
He bought me this, he bought me that, got me a new car. We just moved into our new house.
I don't care.
We don't care. That's basically what it is. We don't, nobody care. I mean, I understand people put a little picture of their new house. They get their little likes. Me, I really don't care. Some people do want to hear about your relationship. I don't. The only people that really want to hear about your relationship is your real friends and your real... I mean, just can't get it. But your real friends and your parents or whatever. So basically, all you got to do is call them or text them. You ain't got to put it on social media.
Mm-hmm. That's what you're like, bro. I understand. But I need to give this D.
Okay, no. Shout out to Amy.
like, I don't want to know that.
Really don't.
I don't want these long statuses of why y'all breaking up. I don't care.
At all.
Like, and y'all here saying, well, if you don't like it, just block me. Oh, I will. Okay.
Quick.
Like, what?
I hate when people be like, I'm finna unfriend some people. Nigga, so.
My nigga, like.
You can unfriend me all you want to, because I got too many friends on Facebook already. Half of them I don't even know or talk to.
Thank you.
So, it really don't matter. But y'all add me on Twitter and, hold on. My Twitter, J-Hamp or J-Polo, J-H-A-M-P-O-R-J. P-O-L-O. Instagram, Gerard Hampton. J-E-R-R-O-D. Hampton. No, don't do that.
Follow my nigga.
Don't do that.
Why not?
Nah. Well, change the filter. Black and white. Yeah.
So extra.
I don't like the wall.
Anyway.
Well, I sound like that on there.
I don't know. You just sound like that.
Mm-hmm. That bae?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
4160-85. I still remember that. I still remember that.
Oh, are you lunch number, nigga? What you just named?
No. This nigga got no jokes. But anyways. You still on?
Yeah, we still on.
Oh, damn. Sorry, guys. My ex just hit me up. I really do miss her. But you know I got a girlfriend. Y'all know this. But
yeah,
the chemistry.
Behind closed doors.
The chemistry, man. The chemistry. I can't.
I bet you. I sell honey. He gonna try to get in a draw.
You damn right.
Only right.
Only.
You gonna eat the booty?
I ain't Kevin Gates.
But you gotta eat the booty.
Bring me to my next subject just then. My nigga, we finna talk sex. We don't really talk about sex, man, because...
I can do it.
You can do it. Eat a freaking ass. Anyways, but nah.
Oh,
we
yeah,
talk
sex.
Ain't no way I'm eating the booty.
Ain't no way.
I rub the booty, but I ain't eating the booty.
I don't see how niggas do that.
Like, okay.
That's nasty, bro.
That's past nasty. Like, if it's clean, you can't get up all the way in, though. You can't.
You can't what?
You can't get up all the way in there.
Yeah, you really can't.
So
that's the big booty girl.
Thank you. So, I need y'all to understand. And y'all know I love y'all. Y'all love y'all like family. But anyway, I'm finna put my dick in something that's nasty. Or put my mouth on something that's nasty. And that shit's just nasty.
That's nasty.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Now, niggas,
name your top three positions.
My top three?
Now your top three positions that you like. Well, yeah, I said. The top three that you always gonna do.
Oh, you know I got to lay on that stomach.
There you go.
Dog is she got to ride the dick. Know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Missionary. Oral.
Oral is not a position.
Yeah, it's
something that's getting.
It's position.
Damn. My phone off, so I sent that message.
Dang.
I gotta turn my phone off and come back on for Friday.
Dang, nigga, you ain't, what you want? Scratch talk?
Nah, bitch, I'm gonna play for us, you know.
Oh.
But anyway, my top three was just she got to ride the meat. I was a missionary and I got hit it for mine. Them the top three positions that's gonna happen every time. But I'm gonna switch it up. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do other things, but
yeah,
that's
but
the top three positions.
Go to
the go to position to make the boy get out of there. Yeah. So, but basically, I'm not in Buddha. I'm not Kevin Gates. Kevin Gates, you are that nigga because you do that shit, but I'm not that nigga.
Yeah, I ain't that nigga. I can't do it. I don't get to it.
Did my phone just die too? All of it around, I'm just fucked.
Yeah,
but yeah, like, ain't no way. I just can't see myself doing it.
Huh?
I don't see myself doing that, bro.
Me, I can't do it. I just can't eat the booty.
Mm-mm.
That's like, you know, just reaching the toilet at you.
There you go. There you go. Like, that whole thing, I just, no.
Yeah.
Like, I have to have hair. If a bitch don't give me hair, that shit just a family. Like, seriously. Bitch, Sean, shout out
true.
To you.
True. No, but then again, drop the phone. But then again, I had a girl give me head one time. It just wasn't good.
Like, play. If you can't get head right, we just ain't having sex.
Just let me know ahead of time.
But no, if you can't get head, period, like, we just ain't having sex.
No, We gonna have sex.
Because
she can't get head, but that pussy might be good.
It's only one or two things. You can find both.
No, you can find both.
No, you can't find no A1 gray hair and A1 gray pussy, man.
Oh, you can.
Shit. What? You might go to
they
porn
out
star.
Here.
Porn
they
star?
Out here.
What?
Porn stars, regular people,
not
too.
Not equipment?
No, not equipment.
I didn't. That's
they
fine.
Out here.
I'm sorry.
Ain't nothing equipment. But,
not off the Eagles here.
It better than Atlanta.
Mm-mm.
Because Atlanta got the highest AIDS rate right now. STD rate.
I thought Tony was.
No, they say Atlanta.
Georgia, period.
Yeah.
Man, number one.
But she found it though. But anyway, she couldn't get ahead, bro. She can't. But let me know ahead of time. That way, when you do try to do it, I don't want to just knock you aside your head. So let me know ahead of time. We can. I just be like,
man,
don't go down there.
You serious, life?
I'm dead serious.
So you put business in fake.
Yeah, bro. That girl, she tried. She was like, she said, I can get you hit. Okay, cool. So she went down there. I think, okay, here we go. Let me get right. Maneuver my body right, and then she started doing a little thing. I'm like, what? What is this? I said, hey, I knocked this out of here right quick. It wasn't no hard knock, but I like, hey, you can get up. I ain't got time. Come here. Let me just boot you over right quick. Laid on her stomach and knocked out right quick and told her to get out.
Come on, bro.
What?
It was a rip. It was a rip in my name.
I'm dead here.
Man.
I'm dead here.
You my comfortable day. You know I know. For people who did listen to the podcast, like, if we didn't upload that podcast yet, Pimple Booty is one fucked up bit.
Nah, I think I uploaded. But
oh, she smashed the homies.
I'm like, bro, what is this? So, and then when I hit in front of Batch Johnson, don't come in. Who? You finna get out. I got my nut and I'm like, alright, I'll see you later. That's it. Then me and my home rolled one more. And I went to GameStop. I don't know who we went at, but we left.
Who?
You don't remember that?
Who, up me?
Yeah, you and Trav.
Oh, we sure did.
I came out of the room, I'm like, all right, y'all, I'm ready.
You got dressed up. That's it, and they had a photo shoot that day.
Man, good day, good day.
But moral of these stories is, you know, nigga,
let me know before you try to suck my dick. Because I will knock you outside your head. I already rise me a hoe. Not literally, but y'all know what I mean.
No, dude. First of all, along with that, I'm not Kevin Gates. I'm not eating the booty.
Yeah,
I'm not
booty.
I'm fine with my dick.
Janae Aiko. What is it? Janae Aiko, whatever. Say, I'll make him do it.
Ain't nobody eating the booty like groceries.
Like, how can you say groceries? Like, hey, what that?
She eat groceries, don't you?
Yeah, but that's like, when you think of groceries, you think somebody walking in with a brown plate, paper bag, whatever,
you go, like,
with like lettuce.
Bro, why you be so technical? Like, you know that you eat groceries. I don't know why the food that you buy is groceries.
You just said, I make you eat the booty like a Big Mac or something like that.
Yeah, it don't like, sound right, yeah, right? You got to eat the booty like groceries, my nigga.
But you got to eat the booty like a Big Mac.
No.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to do that.
No. Number two. I'm sorry, y'all. No, too, man.
Start with a Christian mingle and a tag.
Thank the Lord, Jesus, my number. I'm about to tell you. Please start these social networking sites with just like
dating, supposed to be
specific people, but it's like sex world sites, transvestites, and all this stuff.
If you want to make a sex site, man, you got
just make one. Just make
you got Pornhub and xnxx.com.
Like stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But stop making these bootleg websites promising love and shit that ain't gonna happen.
Exactly.
For real.
Like, somebody find love, they got a strong mindset or something. I don't know.
Yeah, only thotties find thotties.
They say thots make the best housewives. Because they did all they thotting. So when they become a wife.
If y'all can see the look on my face then. Seriously.
When they become a wife, anyways, they don't do all the stuff they've been doing.
Number three, my dream girl is fine as hell. And we all know that because I just tried her.
And I'm just going off pacing on my personality. I don't know what I'm about to say. I'm going off personality.
The bitch qualities.
And the thing he said, intellect.
Gotta be intellectual. But no, hey, number four. Niggas, please stop with the comments on YouTube. You give these nigga views.
Niggas that don't deserve views. Like,
and you getting these views.
I'm in love with the cold. I like the beat though.
True. Number five. Hey, shout out to Derrick Rose. Shout out to Bulls, won the first game.
LeBron James, Steph Curry.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out all y'all. I mean,
Klay Thompson.
No. Anyways.
Atlanta Hawks. If y'all got to do better in the playoff this year.
And please, Georgia fans,
don't get on a big head early in the season.
Stop seeing yourself for this false hope. Y'all ain't gonna make the playoffs
when football season starts.
Y'all
ain't
gonna make the final Super Bowl
when football season starts. If the Falcons go 3-0, please don't
say. In the preseason.
in the preseason, please don't say, we going to the Super Bowl. We the Super Bowl team this year.
No, y'all ain't.
Nah, because usually when you do that, that's when the regular season start. These people go like 3-12 or something like that. Don't do it.
And I always remember, if you like them, if you love them, eat the booty like groceries.
On your own. I ain't gonna do it. Again, man, this is another podcast by Social Media Geniuses.
I am the famous Nick Grant and the equally famous
Jay Hemp.
And this is Social Media Geniuses.
We out.
Peace.